Okay, no, here, we're carrying on. Okay, we're on Daf Lamed Aleph on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seven lines up. Shehaya Bedin. Okay, let's just look at Rashi just to give us an introduction. Shehaya Bedin. It will be logical, Shelo Yehe Ne'eman Ba, that you wouldn't believe Eid Echad. Right, imloy migezeris akosov. If you didn't have a gezeris akosov, because normally one aid with regards to these things, with regards to like women, marriage halachas, we need two aidim. So really, doesn't make sense what we just mentioned earlier in the Mishnah that one aid is believed for the tumor to say that eyewitness that they slept together. Okay, uma im aidus rishona. So we're going to make a kal v'chomer now. Yeah. Umar im Edus Rishona, that Edus Rishona, She'ein Oisata, which doesn't prohibit her, Issa Oilom forever. Okay, so this is Edus Rishona, we said earlier means Stira, right? Edus Rishona means Stira. It doesn't prohibit her, Issa Oilom. And it's Einem Iskayemes, it's not established, Bepochois Mishnaim. But Pachos base is a preface. Pachos is less. Mem. Mishnaim. Nope. Yes, so Rabbi Shua.
Right, so.
Oh, fine. You said not Rabbi Elazar. Yes. Yeah. Not Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Shua. Yes. This is going according to Rabbi Shua that says that you need two Aidim for Stira. So we're gonna make a Kal V'Chomer, right? Aidus Achroina. The Aidus Achroina, which is Tuma, She'oisata, that it prohibits her. Issa Oilam forever. Eino Din, isn't it logical, like a Kal V'Chomer, Shalotiskaim, that it shouldn't be established, but Pochis Mishnaim, that less than two would not work. Okay. Tamar Loimar, the Eid Ein Ba, there's no aid. Kol Eidus Shiesh Ba, so the Posset was the Ein Eid Ba, which means any Eidus. She doesn't have Aidim, so we're going to see in the Gemara, she doesn't have two. Aid means she doesn't have a testimony, and general testimony is two. She doesn't have two, rather she has one, yeah? And we see in context of the parsha that we believe her. This is going to be discussed on Amud Beis. So let's just go back and just...
Understand the Kal V'Chomer. Why is...
I'm going to speak out the Kal V'Chomer now.
Why is it in that direction? Why is it a Kal V'Chomer?
Let's say this again. So like this. Stira... Right, again, what we're saying that, let's just say what we're saying. If you've got Stira, right, which requires two Aidim, so all the more so, the Aidim of Stira should require two. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Like this. Because Stira, yeah, what do we accomplish with it? It's a temporary Issa. She can get out of it. If she would drink, so it's less, you know, Sophie, it's less final, it's more like, it's not as serious. And if we require over there for something that's not so serious too, so for surely, so something's very serious like tumor, where that's never again can they be together, that you would require two. Okay, so now we're going to try and do the opposite way now. Let's just give an introduction. Let's go backwards, yeah? We're going to say, oh, if aid is for tumor, yeah, which is very serious, yeah, and that means it's game over for that marriage. If that we were lenient and we say one aid would be sufficient, so all the more so, right, for Stira, which is not so serious, we would accept one aid. If tumor is really serious, right, and it's the end of the, right, we allow one. Right, so Stira, which is less serious, all the more so we should allow one, which we don't. But that right, so that's what it means over here. Kal V'Chomer le'edus Rishona. Let's now do the Kal V'Chomer to the Edus Rishona, which means Stira. Okay, Me'ato. From now, with what we know, yeah. Umar im Edus Achrona, the Edus Achrona she'osata Issa Oilam. So Edus Achrona is the tumor that it's oiser issa oilam harehi miskayemes ve'ed echad that it will be sufficient to, we would accept Eid Echad, right? Eidus of Rishona, the Eidus of Rishona, which is Stira, She'ein Oisata, that he does not prohibit her, Issa Oilam, Ein Oidin, isn't it a Kalvachoima? Should this kind be Eid Echad, that one would be enough? Okay, Talmud Loima comes the Torah and says, Ki Motza Bar Ervastava. This is talking about a person when his wife's not behaving properly, because he found bar in her, ervas dava, some kind of erva kind of thing, some bad thing. Yeah. Ula halon hu oimer, and it says further on with regards to Eidos, al pi shnaim Eidim, you need two Eidim, yokum dava, it will be established the thing. But you see there's a dava mentioned in this posuk, and there's a dava mentioned in the other posuk. This is a gezeira shava. We're connecting the two posuk because they say the same word of dava dava. Marla Halan, just over there in the second posuk we just brought, is Alpi Shnayim, that you need two, because it says two. Yeah, Afkan, so two, you need two, right, in the case of the Erva.
I accept your point.
But it means to say that Pasuk is going to outweigh the Kalvachom. No, there's not.
Correct. Correct. So Aid. Okay. Now this is going to be straightforward now. When we get into it, it's going to be a little more complicated now. So we just got to keep. So the trick for this, which I saw last night, Baruch Hashem, is that we're going to have like a conflict of testimonies, right? One person's going to say she's Tomei, one person's going to say she's Torah, and then there's going to be variations. Maybe two people say she's Tomei, and then one person's going to say she's Torah. But always, just to note, we always start off negative that she's Tomei. And what's happening over that? Actually, this didn't click for it. So this is talking about if there was 82 more or not. Okay. So what happens? So basically, you have your stira, right? You have these edim, yeah, the Syrian stira. And while she's in stira, like we said before, there's some edim that have a closer view and they're actually peeking into the room, right? So now, so happens to be there's a couple of people. Calm down, Frank. Whoever. Okay, so one person says, oh, look, you did it with her, right? Meaning there was tumor. And the other one says, now you're talking about he didn't do it. Basically, that's what's going on, yeah? Basically, there's a conflict, yeah, in the very same sphere. They saw one another, yeah, and the question is a dispute if how far did he go? Yes, exactly. We can get very graphic. Did he do the kiss? Did you do the whatever, you know, all those things? Yeah, this is the question. So that was maybe, so we could understand maybe some achlokes. We could say, you know, we didn't get that close, you know, it didn't touch or whatever. You know what I mean? So anyway, we've got this conflict over here with regards to the tumor, but it's all happening in that room, right? Because let's say it was at different times, yeah? So one Adam said, you know, I was there 5 minutes earlier, yeah, and nothing happened. And then the Adam came later and 5 minutes later and said something did happen. So we can say there's no conflict over there. We could say that, you know, initially he didn't do anything, but then later he did. So we're talking about, obviously, these Adam are aware of each other. And so it's a conflict over here. They're saying, he said, you did it. He made contact. And they're saying, no, he didn't make contact.
Wait, do they have to be aware of each other or they have to see the mice at the same time? Just means
Rashi's bit, I'd have to look again in Rashi, but it sounds like they were aware of one another. Okay. But I'm not sure if that's
but you
know.
Only need one aid. Only one aid.
Yeah, yes. No. But the question is now: two, you only need one aid. But what happens if you've got two aid and contradicting one? This is a new sugya. This is a new. We'll see. Let's go through it. So now, aid oimer. One aid says, nitmeis. There was contact. Yeah, the aid oimer lo nitmeis. No, it's not true. Nothing happened. Right? Now, Isha, oh, so this is the same case, it just happens to be a woman now. Isha Omeres, a woman says, Nitmes. It happened.
Another woman?
Just there's a new case. It's an or. This is or now, yeah? One woman.
It's another woman is saying that, this, that she's the eight. She's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Right. The Isha Omeres, lo Nitmes. So basically, you got one against one. The first person says Tommy, the second person says Tar. Yeah, first we said with men, then we said with women. Now, new case. Oh, no, so the, what is the din? Haisa Shoisa. She drinks. Because why does she drink? Because they cancel each one another out, right? You've got one against one, where it's basically, we're back to our, we're still unsure. It's a sophic. And therefore, the process can continue. Now, here's a different case, though. Echad Oimer. One person says, Nitz Mace. She was Tommy. Oh. And contradict it. There's two other people say, Shnaim Omrim, lo nitmeis, it's not true. You made a mistake. Okay, so here you've got one saying Tome and two saying Tar. What's the din? Haisa Shoisa. She would drink. Because two against one, two wins, right? And basically, they're saying she wasn't Tome. So therefore, she's back to the situation of she would have to drink to prove her innocence.
So they cancel each other out. The two didn't have the wrong one. They have the same subject we had before. If it was one and one.
No. So you do very good. You do this is going to be the Gemara. Right. So, but let's not make it complicated now.
I don't understand the chat. What do you mean?
Yeah, yeah. So some people are going to change the Gersa on the first bit and say that she doesn't drink. Yeah,
you use the word
I don't know. She would, right, in that situation, she would. Okay. He's got, I don't know. Shnaim Omrim, two people say, Nitmeis, she was Nitmeis. Okay. But Echad Oimer lo Nitmeis, and she wasn't Nitmeis. Lo Haisa Shoisa. Right. Yes. It's very simple. Now, so let's just go a little bit because we're just. This is we've seen this Gemara before as well. Hi Talmud Lomar. Now we're going back so that we say that you need two people in the stira and we don't learn from the Kal V'Chomer of Tumah, right? Hi Talmud Lomar, ki motza bar Eves Dava, he found an Eves Dava in her, right? It's not really true because if we learn in the first Perek, right, we know Talmud Lomar ba, it should say ba, right? Bar v'lo b'kinui, bar v'lo v'stira. So we learn in the first perek, right? It says bar, right? I forgot what's the posuk, right? The aid ain bar. That was it. Yeah, we said which we just quoted earlier. It says the ain aid bar, which tells us basically that you only need one, right? And that's talking about tumah. And we say in tumah, we said that one is accepted. And we understand that only in tumah one is accepted, but in other things, regards to the kinui and with regards to the stira, you would need two. So that's really the source. So we don't have to go to other places in the Torah to prove that you need two. Right in here, in Sota, we say you need two. Yeah? So miboyile. That's what we would have expected the mission to say. So anyways, the Gemara says, Hachi Nami Kama, actually that's what it is saying. And really there's a little bit of extra in the Mishnah over here. Tamaloma, we're going to say it does mean bar velo bikinui, bar velo bistira, like we said earlier. Meaning we learned that you need two in kinui bistira. But tumor ba'alma, but a general case of tumor, meaning she's not a solta, she's just a normal woman, right? Who just... below kinui or below stira, he didn't do any kinui or stira. Okay, and then she's seen, yeah. There's one aide saying she slept with a guy, right? Basically, this is a normal woman. Great, everything. She's a kosher woman. No one ever suspected her. And then suddenly someone comes in and I said I saw her sleep with that man. Okay, how do we know that we do not believe that man? Because there's no background, there's no context over here. There's only just one aid. Dulo mehemon, aid echad min nalon. Where do we know that? Nemo kan davar. It says over here davar, right, with regards to illicit relations. V'nema l'holon, dova. And it says over there, dova with regards to edim. So ma l'holon, b'shnei edim. Just over there, it's with two edim. Afkan, b'shnei edim.
And again, it's what? Which case is kan?
What's that? It says dova means, it means...
But in another tumor case, you would want to have been enough.
Correct. Yeah. So the really is like you said, but this fits in now because it's with the case with divorce, right? Ki motza bar eves dava means with regards to he found an eves dava, meaning someone said that she was fiddling around, messing around. So then you need two.
But if it was zero, one would have been enough.
Exactly.